This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Just about anyone who's into sports has seen a fan take a half-court shot that could win her a car, or watch an average Joe try to kick a field goal to win $50,000, or filed a March Madness bracket for a shot at $1 billion. When one of those long shots comes in, somebody's got to pay. And a lot of time, that somebody lives right here in North Texas. His name is Bob Hammond, and he also happens to be one of the best bridge players in the country. Bob Hammond, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you, Rick.
So let's dig into how this works. Say I'm the athletic director at Cal College of Texas. My team's struggling, my fans are a little bored, so I decide to put on a half-court shooting contest for a $100,000 scholarship. What happens then?
We give them a price per shot on the average. If the contestant hasn't played basketball and is coming in cold, their chances of making a half-court shot are really not all that good, though sometimes they surprise you. At one point, we had a 73-year-old bricklayer do shots granny style in the NBA Finals when it was Chicago playing Utah, and he took 5 shots. The first one he sunk for $250,000, and every shot drew iron. I watched that guy, and I was waiting for him to take off the phony mask he had on.
What kind of odds had you put on him?
Well, typically for a half-court shot, if someone's coming in cold, we think that's maybe a 2 or 3% proposition.
Mm-hmm. So how do you come up with those numbers? It's not like a real computer algorithm thing. It's kind of a gut call in some ways.
Well, it's really not a gut call. What you do is you start with an assumption that somebody coming in cold, say they're 50% to make a free throw.
Mm-hmm.
Now you start adjusting that for distance, and it really becomes kind of a ballistic problem. The formulas we've used have proved to be fairly accurate over the years. We try to be as scientific as we can. Now, of course, we're scientific when we're right and we're unlucky when we're wrong.
What's the craziest thing you've ever insured?
The craziest thing probably was if someone wanted to grow a 1,000-pound pumpkin by Halloween. They did, and our staff ate pumpkin pie for 6 months.
So how do you put odds on growing a 1,000-pound pumpkin?
In this case, poorly.
How much did that pay off?
$50,000 in this case.
Now, you're not just the champion odds maker here. You're also a champion bridge player, I understand.
Well, I was the number one ranked player in the world for 20 consecutive years. So,
how does bridge, the card game, play into the work that you do?
Well, bridge is a very interesting game in the sense you have to identify the problem that you're working on. Pretty much like real life. If you're working on the wrong problem, lots of luck.
I guess the other thing that's the challenge about bridge is when you get a really bad break and then you have to come back from that.
Well, that's the challenge about life in general. If things go badly for you, it seldom serves you to lament your bad luck. Your strategy should be what you do next. I once got a great birthday card. Said, forget about the past, you can't change it. Forget about the present, I didn't buy you one.
Bob Hammond, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.